Yeah, the CRL report on the potential abuse of people of faith and religion is out. And some of the things that it talks about is the idea that people are expected by a number of religious organizations to pay substantial amounts of money before blessings and prayers can be said over them. Blessed water and oils are sold to congregants at very marked up prices. And of course, the perla is the idea that if you want access to the spiritual leader, you have to pay. Now, spare a thought for some of the leaders who are trying to get their churches to flourish, because the cynical person might argue, are some beliefs worthier than others? Because billions of people, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, billions of people around the world every Sunday take the Holy Communion. Believing, not that it is a symbol, but they believe they are literally eating the body and drinking the blood of somebody who died 2,000 years ago. Now, if you don't believe that, you can understand how it sounds. So why shouldn't those that believe that eating grass might do something for you or petrol might do something for you? I want to take your calls on this because a little later on, we're going to be speaking, I suppose, to the person who most represents this age of new faiths, and that's of course none other than Pastor Mboro himself. But before we do, have a listen at this.
Religion easily has the greatest story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
And of course, he always needs money. That's the other thing. He always needs money. So these favors are not for free. These miracles are not for free. There are many people, of course, of faith who don't subscribe to these ideas. So do not for a second think that that's what I'm suggesting. But for those who do, for those who expect people to believe, for instance, that it was possible for someone to have lived in the belly of a big fish for 3 days and three nights and still walk out intact, why shouldn't those who now in today's age preach that people will be cured by drinking petrol? Why shouldn't they? What's the difference? Are your beliefs worthier than mine? What do you think?
See, my dad is a pastor. His big brother is a pastor. Can I be excused?
You are pleading the fifth. Let's talk to Kanyisa in Parktown. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Talk to me.
I think the biggest problem that we are faced with within the Christian community is the fact that there are these denominational sects within the Christian community. Hence, they are not doing a unified thing. I do not think most of the things that the so-called pastors are doing are within the scriptures, the Christian scriptures, which is the gospel. And you never heard that there was a certain believer who paid 5,000 rand to see Jesus Christ, as they are doing now to see Bushiri and other funny people.
So you don't believe it because it didn't happen in the book, you say?
No. It's not. I'm not saying it is because it didn't happen in the book. The disunity within Christianity is the result of what is happening now. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Kanyisa from Parktown, that's your view. What are yours? I mean, and where do, in a secular state, where do the authorities come into this? Because the other argument, of course, is that this is voluntary. Whilst, you know, you may feel sorry for people who get duped into parting with thousands of their hard-earned cash, or even those who do not have any money, who are desperate for solutions, who are desperate to deal with real challenges in their lives, whether that's finances or their marriages or raising their kids. And somebody does promise them a miracle, and it sounds as if it's good. And because it comes from above, they believe it because, of course, the Lord is on their side. Is it enough to say that, you know, there should be no sympathy for people who get duped because they went along with it? It's voluntary in the first place.
Can I bring race into this thing? Why is it that it's mostly black people? I have not read in this country per se of any other race that has fallen prey to all of these things except for black people.
No, it's not. That's not true.
I mean, no, let's talk about this country.
Remember that we want to talk about this country. Remember that group of Afrikaners that went to Nigeria to get prayed over. So let's not make this a race thing. But perhaps more than anyone else, a person who can explain this perspective is the leader of the Incredible Happenings Church, and that is, of course, Prophet Mboro from Gatlehong. Pastor, good afternoon, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for talking to me.
What was your reaction to the CRL Rights Commission report?
Number one, I heard what that gentleman was saying to you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead. Yeah.
Number one, this woman has no credibility. She is targeting certain people, and she is protecting I don't know who.
This is now the chair of the CRL.
The chair of the CRL, and now that makes the whole CRL questionable.
Who has she targeted?
She went on the... Before I answer that, I want to show that there's no integrity. She went on all the media houses in the country saying Pastor Mboro has caused disrepute to Christianity. He's setting the teachers of heaven. And while there was no proof of that, and that has never been done, now she has affected the faith of all the people who believe and who receive their rights.
All right, Prophet Mboro, that's not in the report. Let's talk about what's in the report.
I'm just talking about the motive of this, that, you see, once the person targets, and she said also the charismatic have a problem. Now, in this thing, the Bible has given us the mandate. Without the church, all the human abuse, the diseases affecting people and all that, where the hospitals are failing to bring, they need also divine intervention.
Pastor Mboro, let me ask you some specific questions that come out of the report. For example, the idea that some church leaders expect people to pay substantial amounts of money before blessings and prayers can be said over them. Is that something you have seen? Is that something you yourself have done? Do you condone it? Do you condemn it?
You see, we don't sell the gospel. It is wrong to sell the gospel. But the truth is, to run the ministry, there must be offerings that are taken. The government is not subsidizing pastors. You know, they
But surely those offerings should be voluntary based on what people want to offer.
It should be voluntarily. People cannot be forced to should not be given conditions that they must pay to buy that. Jesus gave it all at the cross. And the point that we need to people to understand is that God still heals people. There are things that are beyond human ability and understanding. There are things that cannot be resolved even medically speaking. They only need God. And through the church, right now as I talk to you, there's a young girl who had a rotten operation with medical report that you can see if you're interested. Through the prayers of Prophet Mboro and the water he blessed, the operation was sealed. She had to be reoperated, and that failed. But through the word from God, so Jesus said, "Go into the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons."
So, Pastor Mboro, I'm going to come in there.
I'm going to come in there
with respect. The report also, for example, talks a lot about, and we've seen these adverts in newspapers, we've seen them, we've seen leaflets, we've seen posters where miracles such as you've described as still possible are offered, but there's also a price attached to it. The report has cited, for example, an instance where 250,000 rand was the charge for a promise to help couples to be able to conceive a child. Is that something you agree with?
You see, we mustn't only look at...
No, I want to look at specific. Like, I want to look at specific things.
The wrong things that are done.
Yes, so I want to at least establish from you whether or not those things are wrong.
Let's look into the role of the church. You know what does it do? You cannot guarantee and charge people 250,000 if you guarantee it. And if people don't receive it, you must pay them back their money. If you are running a business, everybody's allowed a business. If it's a business like that, then you must give guarantees or whatever. So that has nothing to do with the aspect.
So for you, as far as you...
There are many scandals in all religions. Why are taking charismatic faith? Why are taking Christians? Right now, Sangomas, because some of these commissioners are cobelas. They charge people to be Sangomas for healing. They don't receive healing. We have seen people taking private parts, all those other things. Those things are not it to it. This, we need to look at it as, is in this, an attempt to stop the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay, let me ask you this. You've issued a statement, for example, denying the story that was posted, I think, on Facebook, in which it was alleged that you had said you'd gone to hell. You've issued a denial about that. But there was also another one where it was alleged that you'd claimed to have gone to heaven and taken a selfie with Jesus. Is that something that you also deny?
That shows that this CRL is not protecting Christians, it's destroying, it is showing that it's the enemy of the church and Christ.
That's not something I'm attributing to the CRL.
There has to be a lawsuit from my side, it's still coming.
Okay.
She's the one who made that statement popular.
Okay, so where does...
I never did that. How do you say you went to heaven and took pictures? There are no cameras in heaven that can go. How do I say I killed the devil? Because only Jesus, on the last day, will throw Satan into the lake of fire. All this evil that are happening is because of the devil.
So let me ask you, at what point, because obviously the CRL is a Chapter 9 institution, where, as far as you are concerned, is the division between what the state can legislate and tell churches they can and cannot do, and when do you then have to defy that, I suppose, in service of a higher power?
Let's see, number one, the CRL must regulate itself of the lies that they are taking the faith of all the people who believe in miracles and healing and attack that prophet Mboro and lying about him having gone to heaven and all that. So they must actually redeem themselves too. The thing of the spirit cannot be regulated, you know, by a person who doesn't understand. You can't regulate that. We as Christians, we as those who are in religion, we need to regulate ourselves. If the name of God or any religion abuses or destroys or steals or commits fraud, that is a crime. That is a human rights issue. It's not a faith issue. There are things right now, like you look at the Mbondo culture, they chop children's fingers. And it's a cultural thing. Nobody's saying anything about it. They cut people's faces by Abakaba and all that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that is happening in the religious sector. But and those things are very painful to
And you
to
don't
do.
Think,
but
therefore, that the state has a role to play in protecting people? If you concede that there are many things that are happening in the religious sector, do you not think that the state, has a duty to protect citizens?
You see, you need to involve the citizens. Ask citizens, like I say right now, there are people with clothes that they needed a miracle. There are women who couldn't have children. I can show you with the medical proof. But this one, will you call me on 702 and say, bring that evidence. Let's see if it is truth. God is still healing and God is using you. And then we will publish it. It's not going to happen. When there was drought in this country, in Ekurhuleni and Free State and the Vaal and other parts, I told them that within the name of the Lord that I serve, from today, it's 7 weeks from now, it will rain from today. It rained that same night. It saved the government billions.
Okay.
Well, they said it will take 2 to 3 days. Same day, the mayor came there to pray for all the... So all these things, it shows the value, the role of the church and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those things...
All right, Pastor, Pastor Mboro, I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm going to have to leave it there, Pastor. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm quite certain that if anybody wants to know more details, the Incredible Happenings Church will offer those in many of your sermons.